Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Here's what we have in store for you on this September 19th, 2013 edition.
Tonight, on the InfoWars Nightly News, a large-scale martial law drill is making last-minute preparations for November. Are you ready? Plus, confirmed, Navy Yard shooter was on antidepressant trazodone. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Top story tonight. Confirmed, Navy Yard shooter was on antidepressant trazodone. This by Paul Joseph Watson. It's been confirmed that the Navy Yard gunman, Aaron Alexis, was on the antidepressant drug trazodone, providing yet another example of a connection between psychiatric drugs and mass shootings. Despite the Washington Post attempts to portray the drug as being safe, it is linked to a whole host of side effects, including suicidal tendencies, panic attacks, and other things. And just one example right here, we have 8 people were killed and 1 wounded during a mass shooting in a beauty parlor in Seal Beach, California in 2011. The killer, Scott Evan Decorai, was on the same drug as Alexis. And I'm sure this is no surprise to anybody who follows these mass shootings. Now, we have 2 breaking news stories. We'll start with this one out of Fukushima. There's been an earthquake at the Fukushima plant or near the Fukushima plant. Now, this is a very serious situation because people understand the Fukushima plant has been responsible for dumping a good amount of radiation. They're also dumping radioactive water back into the ocean and so forth. So a damaged plant with these rods that are pretty much exposed is a serious situation. Like I said, this is a new and developing story. So we'll bring you the latest on this as it develops. But something that's not so developing, something that's now finite official, congratulations to the city of Chicago for being the murder capital of the United States of America. You can see it right there in the Washington Post. FBI Chicago passes New York as murder capital of the United States. And keep in mind, Chicago has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, in the United States of America, but it's still the murder capital of the country. And you would think that a city that had such strict gun control would have a easier job of keeping their crime down, their violent crime down, but no. Now let's take a look at these numbers here. You can see it right there on Fox. And let's take a look at all the cities right here. I see Dallas at 154, Memphis 133, Oakland 126, and Chicago, New York, Detroit 386. Wow, that's a very hefty number right there. And you see Indianapolis rounding out the bottom at 101. And you know, we say these things, this is gallows humor. Of course, I'm not happy that anybody in these cities were murdered, but it just goes to show that gun control doesn't work, especially when these people do not have the proper means to defend themselves. Matt Drudge and Alex Jones, 17-year-old bloggers. Now, you'll be able to see Matt Drudge's tweet calling Mrs. Feinstein a fascist, Senator Feinstein, that is. And the article goes on to say, Senator Feinstein and another Democrat, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, are pushing a bill that claims to shield journalists from the government. Feinstein and Schumer like to pretend the proposed laws offer legal protections to journalists engaged in news gathering activities, protections already afforded by the First Amendment. If the government decides, however, it has reasonable exceptions under national security, it will allow federal law enforcement to compel information that would mitigate terrorist activities. So, in short, this is going to say that if you're a real journalist and you go out there and you have sources and you have people who contact you with information, if the government decides that this person is a terrorist or if you yourself are engaged in any type of terrorist activity, you will be forced to give up your sources and I guess give up yourself as the thing may go on to be. And remind yourself that Senator Feinstein has said that you're not a real journalist unless you meet her definition of what a real journalist is, somebody who earns a salary, and I assure you, I meet many people when I go out in the streets, people who make little to no money doing this journalism, doing their activism and so forth, are just as good as anybody else you see on the major networks, and their opinions and insights are just as valid. So keep that in mind, Mrs. Feinstein. Quit trying to tell us how to do our job until you can learn how to do yours by reading the Constitution. We'll move to this now. We'll be uploading our entire minds to computers by 2045, Google expert claims. And of course, this expert is one Mr. Ray Kurzweil, director of engineering at Google. He also claims that the biological parts of our body will be replaced with mechanical parts, and this could happen as early as the year 2100. Kurzweil made the claims during his conference speech at the Global Futures 2045 International Congress in New York. Kurzweil said, based on conservative estimates of the amount of computation you need to functionally simulate a human brain, we'll be able to expand the scope of our intelligence a billionfold. Now, this all goes into the singularity. And what the singularity is, it's basically the merging of yourself with a machine, giving yourself digital immortality, similar to what you see in the Superman movies, where Superman's father lives on forever in the Fortress of Solitude and so forth. So this is what Kurzweil wants to do. He wants to become a real cyborg, Terminator, Iron Man. And he says he doesn't believe in God, but he'll believe in God once he becomes the singularity. Coming up after the break, we'll have an in-depth report on the Rothschild family and the occult symbolism they use to celebrate their evil. And also stick around after that. I'll be talking to David Seaman of the Rise Morning Show. Jones Channel is the official page of the InfoWar, but don't miss what's happening on our other channels. The Info Warrior, with the week's best videos. Prison Planet Live, where Paul Joseph Watson gives his expert analysis. And keep up with the rest of the InfoWars crew on our other pages. All of our videos are available to repost for educational purposes. See the sidebar of the Alex Jones Channel for the subscription links. And remember, you can always find our videos in the highest quality by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
And welcome back. We see the strange symbolism in the Super Bowl, in our films and TV shows. What is it and how did it grow to predominance? InfoWars.com has a special investigative report.
Did you know Stanley Kubrick filmed his famous movie Eyes Wide Shut inside the Rothschild family's country estate? Theories swirl that Kubrick made his movie about the real-life ultra elite and their secret occultic gatherings. Well, take a look at these pictures that show an actual Rothschild event from 1972. On the surface, it looks like a pretty magnificent surrealist ball, but there are clear occult references. Much like the film Eyes Wide Shut, occult imagery is hidden throughout the night, starting with the invitations, which were written backwards. Reversal or inversion of sacred objects is typical of black magic and satanic rituals. The exterior of the Chateau de Ferrier is lit up in a moving orange light, giving it the appearance of a fiery inferno. Here's some MKUltra programming. Many guests are wearing masks with multiple faces. Victims of MKUltra programming report systematic and ritualized pedophilia, drug and sexual abuse, and torture designed to deliberately shatter the minds of victims into multiple personalities called alters, which can be molded and manipulated at will. This hat, designed by Dali, also has hidden symbolism of androgyny by having half of Mona Lisa's face. Harnessing the male and female power is important to practitioners of the left-hand path. And although Dali traditionally paints ants and grasshoppers in his paintings to evoke death, decay, and trauma, This work of art has scarab beetles, which symbolize the Egyptian mysticism of Osiris, the sun king. Birdcages weren't just a popular costume, but they also symbolize physical and psychological bondage. This guest's costume resembles the famous painting Son of Man by Magritte. Both the apple and the eye of Horus symbolize the forbidden knowledge of Lucifer in the Garden of Eden. The hostess, Marie-Hélène de Rothschild, is seen wearing a giant horned head, crying real diamond tears. Is this a representation of the sacrifice to Baphomet, who will share wealth and riches only after sacrifice? It's not exactly clear when in 1972 this party took place, but from the look of the decorations and the menu, it's definitely a fertility ritual. The dinner table serves dismembered dolls and cracked skulls, a possible reference to MKUltra doll programming and the lifelessness of their victims who literally crack after their mind control wiring goes haywire. For dessert, a human sacrifice in a bed of roses. The rose, of course, is a symbol used by many secret societies, and it represents virginity, fertility, sexuality, and immortality, as well as silence and secrecy. Here's Salvador Dali, who helmed the surrealist movement. At first, this could seem like a surrealism party in his honor, but consider the aims of the surrealism movement itself: to resolve the contradictory condition of dreams versus reality and allow the unconscious mind to express itself. Occult imagery is very real, and it's everywhere, in movies, television, music, and fashion. The power derived from these occult symbols and imagery is very real to the elitists that congregate in their separate reality.
So shall we burn thee once again this night, and in the flames that eat thine effigy, we shall read the sign, Midsummer sets us free.
Ye shall burn me once again!
Not with these flames.
Summer sets us free.
And that is just the tip of the iceberg. The elites are riddled with perverse secret societies that are obsessed with harnessing the power of dark forces.
For over 100 years, Skull and Bones members have included a president, vice presidents, Supreme Court justices, congressmen and senators, captains of science and industry, the very best of America.
Grégoire de Tours, advisor, their better.
There's the public perception of the occult and then what is actually happening. It's fantasy and folklore versus the real and tangible dark power that the elite are able to harness by being practitioners of the occult. And it's this very art and imagery that we see over and over again, that it's just the expression of their dark souls. To see just how far down the rabbit hole this goes, pick up a copy of Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier and the double DVD special Dark Secrets Inside the Bohemian Grove, plus The Order of Death. It's two incredible films on one DVD. Get your copy today at InfoWarsShop.com. I'm Leanne McAdoo reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
And this occult culture is just so out in the open now. It's even in the new Grand Theft Auto 5. Now, something else that's coming out in the open is a new FEMA drill that's set to black out the United States in a simulated attack. InfoWars.com has more.
Martial law is coming to a town near you. Get ready for Grid X 2, the grid security exercise. It's a multinational terror drill, and it's scheduled to take place in the coming months. Supposedly, it aims at assessing, testing, and validating vital infrastructure resources should they come under an unlikely cyber attack. It's scheduled for November in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So get ready for martial law. They can put that in place right away. And remember, Janet Napolitano said earlier this year that it's not a matter of if, but when it happens. And it's already happened in Venezuela when it froze transportation, business, and overall communication in that area. In FEMA Region 3, they're preparing for something of a large magnitude, putting out bids for contractors demanding delivery in under 48 hours. Now, these items include various things such as clothing, 100,000 scrub pants and shirts, sweatshirts, 6 million cotton blankets, all to be ordered by October 1st, 2013, and the Center for Disease Control ordered $11 million worth of antibiotics. Remember, the DHS earlier this year had been buying up billions of rounds of ammo, and the IRS ramped up with AR-15s, FEMA buying millions of MREs, and they've moved Coast Guard training from their normal training area to Region 3. West Virginia has already had a taste of the police state during the Boy Scouts Jamboree as citizens witnessed foreign troops on the ground, snipers, Blackhawks, and even notices from health services warning of airborne viruses. And in Maryland, they recently showcased their military-style vehicles on the freeway during a funeral. Martial law is coming. Martial law is coming, but don't worry, your government is preparing to save you. I'm Gigi Arnetta with this InfoWars Nightly News Report.
And from the Department of Homeland Security planning massive blackout drills, the Department of Homeland Security harassing lawful gun owners. I was in the streets earlier this week when Oath Keepers tell me that they are harassed for merely walking down the street in the United States of America.
Well, we circled the Capitol here a few times, and we didn't see a good place to park, so we went, ate the niches, and parked over there. And we got our rifles and started up here. We walked past a federal facility, and a federal officer come out up behind us and drew his weapon and ordered us to stop. And he wouldn't even let him show what he wanted to show out of his wallet. He's got a CHL. And he asked us if we'd mind if he removed the magazines. So go ahead. He checked to make sure there wasn't one chamber. Then there were five other officers positioned behind cars and stuff. And the guy in charge over there at that federal building, he came out, and he's familiar with open carry Texas, so he was okay with everything. But the one that drew his weapon, he did not know that you can carry a long gun in Texas.
And he was a federal officer or a security guard?
Well, he was wearing a blue security shirt, different than the others.
Is that DHS, sir? DHS.
That's who he was with.
That's who those two were.
They asked for ID, and we refused to provide ID. Most officers were okay with that. And the DHS, and he had a problem with it. But
so let me clarify. So you're saying that the DHS officer, the Department of Homeland Security officer, is the one who actually threw a pistol?
No. Security.
Okay, security. Okay, thank you.
And then the Department of Homeland Security officers came after that.
Oh,
so there was two of those.
The dark blue or DHS?
Yeah, two of those and three of the security at the federal.
And they detained us until Austin PD came and spoke with him. I got up to speak with him also, and he told me to sit back down. He just wanted to speak to him.
Now, did you guys have your firearms on you during this time while you were detained?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they let you keep the firearm.
They let us keep the firearm. They asked for permission to remove the magazine, and we allowed that.
About how long were you detained?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
We had to wait for Austin PD to come because the federal guy said if Austin didn't have a problem with it, we would be free to go. So we were just detained 15, 20 minutes. Enough to be late getting up here.
Right.
So, it was all good in the end. They wanted to make a big issue out of the shootings yesterday. Y'all shouldn't be doing that today. Well, our rights haven't changed from today to yesterday.
And, I mean,
we made more so than even today.
Sir, what do you think about all these guns out here?
I don't know, man.
Don't know?
What are they doing? What is this for?
This is a open carry march. They're just openly carrying their rifles to demonstrate their rights. They're not so much protesting any one particular event. It's just a right they have, so they're just exercising their rights. So do you have any thoughts about that?
I guess if it's their right.
What do you guys think about all these guns out here?
I don't know, man. I'm from California, where, like, this whole thing, there'd be, like, tanks around this place if this was in California.
You think that's a good thing that, you know, they have such a strong police presence in California for events like this?
I don't know.
like, I don't have a gun and I don't shoot guns, but I'm intrigued by them and they permeate our society. So my point for coming down here to take a closer look is that these are just regular people like you and me, and you know, I'm sure we can all be friends and have common ground.
Do you wish you had guns like that in France?
No. We are fine without guns.
You're fine without guns?
Yeah, for sure. We don't need it. What is it for? We don't.
This is a, it's not even a protest. These people, we just have the rights here in the U.S. We have something called the Second Amendment that gives people the right to carry guns, like the people are doing here today.
Uh-huh.
So do you guys think that's a good thing that we have that? Do you think we should get rid of the guns, or what do you guys think?
We have not the same country, so we can't judge.
You can't judge?
No.
That's a respectable opinion.
Now, coming up after this last break, I'll be talking with David Seaman about the rise of independent media. And if you'd like to support independent alternative media, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. Get yourself a 15-day free trial. You get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the movies, the rants. It's all right there on prisonplanet.tv. So stay tuned after this break for David Seaman.
Now you can watch the InfoWars nightly news streaming live as it happens for free.
Check it out at Infowars.com/show.
Infowarsstore.com, a conscious and involved distributor of independently made products that support a healthy and aware community. Dive into cleaner waters with your own ProPure system and Pro1D filter. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. We've handpicked a veritable treasure trove of the best non-GMO seed banks on the market. And our selection of films showcases a wealth of knowledge outdone only by our books. Check for combo packs to multiply your savings. Wear your colors proudly with one of these conversation starters. Now available in pink. Get prepared and fund the revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
And welcome back. Our guest tonight is David Seaman. He's an independent journalist, broadcaster, and activist. He's going to be talking to us about his new morning show. He joins us now. Thank you for joining us, David.
Thank you.
Now, for our viewers who may not be familiar with you and what you do, can you just give us a brief introduction?
Yeah, I am an independent journalist who covers, some of the excesses of the post 9/11 national security state. And I do a podcast on iTunes, the David Seaman Hour, that covers news and politics. And now I do a morning show out here in L.A.
Yeah, and I've seen a few of your episodes. You got really good stuff on there. So tell us how long you've been doing the podcast and the new morning show and what people can expect.
Sure. Well, the podcast on iTunes I've been doing for about a year and a half now. I have 146 episodes up. And that's something where I just try to go in depth with people, sit them down, mic them up. You have an hour to discuss whatever topics are in the news. And that's really interesting. But with Rise Morning Show, we're trying to create something that can be mass produced and really compete with some of the morning shows that are out there right now, things like the Today Show and CBS's morning program. But instead of focusing on stuff like Miley Cyrus grinding her butt into some guy at the VMAs and having experts on to talk about that, and instead of inviting on political pundits who are shrill and who defend the establishment, we just want to get to the bottom of really serious issues, stuff like the Fukushima radiation disaster, stuff like the NSA revelations, the fact that all of our phones are basically a form of government surveillance at this point. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do, is to create something that is really fun to watch, but actually makes you a more informed citizen instead of just a zombie being fed this, distraction infotainment.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because a lot of people, they have this notion of, well, you know, you can't really compete if you're alternative news with real, what they consider to be the real official mainstream media. It's like, you know, this guy's never going to have, you know, a Today Show of alternative news. InfoWars Nightly News is never going to be, you know, the big night shows. But we disagree with that, not just for ourselves, but for you as well, because people are hungry for this information. They're tired of these old tried and true formats. They're tired of having these celebrities talk about the new movies and stuff. And we have celebrities on here as well, but we have people to talk talk on real issues and real things, such as the situation in Syria. So, David, I know you've been researching this in depth. What have you come up and what thoughts do you have about the situation in Syria?
Well, I think this is a country that has not attacked us. And so it's absolutely ludicrous for us to be discussing the possibility of a military strike. Because once you attack a country like that, you have no idea where it might end up. You know, you're putting your stick in the hornet's nest and assuring people that it's just that the hornets aren't going to chase us back to wherever we came from. I don't buy that for a second. And this is one of the areas, one of the many areas where the mainstream media has failed the people. You know, you have these political pundits on TV, these hacks who make a living by spreading misinformation and half-truths. And they come on TV and go, you know, I think that Secretary of State Kerry did a great job of selling the war to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, selling the war? What are you talking about? You know, like, we just are now winding down Afghanistan. We got out of Iraq somewhat. These are really expensive, disastrous policies. And why would we want to enter a third country in any way? And so you have people trying to rationalize stuff that is really completely ridiculous. We don't belong there. If America is concerned about human rights violations, why don't we look to China or North Korea or any of the other countries that hold political prisoners? It's ridiculous that we're
even considering. Why don't we look to civil rights in our own country? You know, we have people being violated right here. And I'm not saying, you know, we have people right here, so let's not help other countries. But we're not exactly trying to help Syria, at least not the Obama administration. He gets on TV every week and 80%, 90% of the Americans agree with me. And I'm like, who are you asking? Are you asking 9 out of 10 people who work in the White House? I mean, where are you getting these numbers that the majority of Americans want to enter Syria in some type of conflict? I don't see that at all.
It's a form of propaganda, and he does this on his Twitter account also. I say he, of course, it's managed for him by somebody else, by a group of people, but they were doing this during the gun control debate where he kept tweeting out 92% of Americans demand gun control, retweet if you agree. If 92% of Americans wanted that, why didn't it get passed, right? Like, that's just, it's a form of mind control. It's a form of deception, I think. If you keep repeating 90% of Americans want this, 92% of Americans want this, well, then why can't you get it done, right?
Like, he keeps saying that until people start to believe it. And it's one of those tried and true tactics. Now, David, our time is short, and I know you also have some things on the NSA you want to touch on.
Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't a lot more anger. And this is another area where the media has failed us. Like, Rise Morning Show is going to be covering the NSA thing nonstop because I think it's really pretty important to our future, not only as a country, but as a planet. The NSA, their tentacles reach into every country's internet communications. The internet is a global tool. And, you know, in terms of commerce, communication, media, journalism, the internet cannot exist in its current form where you have this totally unaccountable agency that gets billions of dollars every year of taxpayer money, and they're using this money to spy on innocent people. They're turning our phones against us, turning our emails into something that is no longer safe. And even there was discussion that encryption, they might have a way around encryption, so you don't even know if your bank accounts are safe.
That's exactly right, David.
Right? They're not elected officials.
No, not at all. Well, I definitely appreciate your time, David Seaman, Rise Morning Show, and hopefully to hear good things from you in the future.
Thanks a lot for your, thanks a lot for having me on, and thanks a lot for what you guys are doing over at InfoWars. It's a team effort.
All right, thanks, David. And you can keep up with David on davidseaman.net. You can see all of his latest videos and posts. And while you're doing that, go to the InfoWars shop and pick up a copy of Breakthrough from Project Veritas. You can see it right there on your screen. James O'Keefe, his Tales in Guerrilla Journalism. That's available at the InfoWars shop. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.